The wobble.
It's called the wobble.
Teach Barbara how to wobble.
Barbara Walters?
Yeah, I tried. She said, "What are you doing, dear?"
Sherry.
Then you don't realize how silly you feel.
I'm wobbling. You don't want to wobble.
You feel a little silly.
What is a wobble?
Yeah.
You can't explain. It's just it's in you.
Yeah,
it's a new
yeah.
phenomenon sweeping urban America.
Literally, I think that you have to, if you put the wobble on, if you have unruly folks, you put the wobble on, we will just fall into line.
Absolutely.
It happens every time.
If that's what they need to know up there in the far reaches of the government.
Yeah.
Put the wobble on.
They should do that at the club when a fight about to break out.
In the police
department. They see like people bumping on each other, just bam.
Put that wobble
ISIS.
On.
ISIS.
Wobble.
Yeah. Get that wobble.
Yeah.
As soon as they hear, oh! It's just like zombie. Oh!
Back it up.
Back it up. All the big girls, oh! That's what I love. That's a song for big girls.
That's what I like. I like it because it's an ode to the big. The whole song is, hey, big girl.
Hey,
it's
big
like,
girl.
It's like slim chicks, sit your behind sit, down.
Find a chair
you.
And sit down.
Big girls slim like, you better get chicks. Your skinny behind out.
And I'm saying, have you seen big girls when we do the wobble?
My God. Shoes off.
No,
well,
Sherry,
you
come
always,
on.
But you still in your mind. Yes, I've lost it, but in my mind, I'm still big team big girl. I'm still rapping. And that's the thing. You get up there and you do that wobble come on and you like, I'm going to show you, little girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. this what they like, boy. It's a lot to wobble. That wobble is a word and it ain't shoe.
Tony was on the cruise and we wobble every 15 minutes.
Oh, my
Tony
goodness.
24/7.
Oh, my goodness.
24/7.
You got a gleam in your eye about this cruise.
I'm first of all, I'm happy to be home. Like, this, that's why I'm just like happy to be here. It's like I haven't been home in a minute. So, this every day is just like, oh, I want you to do Tom Joyner. Bet! I'm there. Whatever you need. I'm running around New York crazy.
When are you taping Apollo?
We taped the whole season already. We're going to get word on season 3 in September. They'll let us know about
it. I went to the Apollo for the amateur night on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
The Apollo audience is the greatest audience to perform in front of all time because they come. They come prepared to boo.
Have a chance, Tony. No, when but they
come
prepared
to boo. I know the secret to winning over the Apollo audience.
Which is
if you sing a song. First of all, you're going to cover somebody else's song.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, you're going to cover. It's smart to cover somebody else's song,
right?
Because you can't sing a song they don't know.
Yeah, okay, they don't like that.
Yeah,
no originals.
You're going to get in trouble with that. In every song, there are certain notes that you're supposed to hit.
Okay, you got to get them riffs and that
yeah,
high.
Like you sing Whitney, you got to hit. You got to hit the end. You got to hit that. You sing Fire and Desire, you got to hit
Mariah Carey.
You got to hit the love.
Yes.
You got to hit that. If you hit the note that's supposed to be hit, you good.
Well, what if you're a comic?
Yeah, what if you're a comic? Cause I
and
saw
they don't know you.
I saw a comic get booed so bad.
How bad?
I started to cry.
How you come back to get him to listen to the joke?
If you're a comic, it's much tougher for a comic
yes.
because if they don't know you.
Forget
you know.
It.
You know, when you ever see a famous comic go on stage? They're going to give you 5 minutes
of
laughter
disrespect.
just because you're so-and-so.
Yes.
Funny or not, you're going to get, okay, we're going to give you 5 minutes because we saw you on something.
So we know you're
so your already you're behind the eight ball because they don't know you. You got about 5 seconds
that's
to get a
about,
good
and that's
strong,
not a lot.
To get a strong laugh, and that's damn near
and
impossible.
The worst thing you could do as a comic is go, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Listen to the joke.
Yeah.
I saw a comic do that on Apollo, and his hand started shaking on the mic. And when your hand starts shaking, it's like blood to wool.
Look, every comic asks me, like, hey, how can I get on? And I say, listen, man, you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do the Apollo.
You don't want to put yourself in that position. It's not a lose-lose. You know what I mean?
If you that's not positive.
Every Wednesday night, they
tell
do
them,
this.
If you want to go, I'm go ahead.
It's a great.
I'm not
going
to try to, you know.
And it's only $10.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you to not do it, but I'm telling
but
you to put
tough.
Yourself in a situation.
So they'd be better off singing.
Then when they get booed, then when they get booed off, they backstage like, man, Tony said, it's like, I told you,
don't
do this.
Don't try to make them laugh.
I had a great time. There was
it's
was
some fun in the boo.
It's
like
you know
to
what?
The frenzy.
I can't take a boo. I can't take it. It cuts.
How you do as a comic? That's what I was talking to Tom about, being a comic, being on stage. That
right.
first, like your first time you bombed, how did you feel?
It was.
That's the worst.
I see. I'm one of those people that see the good and everything. I'm one of those zen guys. But I was booed off stage my first time on stage. But the walk from the back of the room
yes.
when they said my name to the stage was the most excited I had been about anything ever in my life. And I said, that's better than even getting booed off stage. So I know I got to get back up.
You are really a positive
yeah.
person.
Yeah, you really are.
Because when I first got booed, I walked off stage. I remember D.L. Hughley. I was like, D.L., he act like he didn't even know me. What?
No, I got booed off the stage at Uptown Comedy Club.
Ooh.
Right? The whole crowd, the show's over, I'm walking outside with the same crowd that just booed me.
Oh.
I'm walking to the train station with the same crowd that just booed me. I'm on the train riding back to Brooklyn with the same crowd that just booed me. So it was like a 3-hour boo.
That's so messed up.
It's like next stop, 42nd Street. Yo, man, boo. You was whack. We going over the bridges to Brooklyn. Yo, you still whack, man. It's like
Tony Rock, Sherry Shepherd. You have to leave now,
Sherry. I have to leave to go to Cinderella. September 9th, Broadway, Kiki Palmer.
Everybody come out and see Cinderella.
I'll be there.
Family.
I will be there.
And I'm Sibyl and I will be family. There. Family. Come
and
on.
I'm so there.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
All right.
Jay
will
everybody.
Come in costume, Sherry.
He just come in this blue Miami Vice suit he got on. You show up in that, Tom. I'm with you.
All right.
All right.
Love
Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye.